I've done this dance before. Written by Reform Sundara, read by CC Rambles. This is a Murderbot podfic containing the pairing of Murderbot Gorathin and is rated G. Dr. Gorathin, we will be late for lunch with Arada and Pin Lee. Cease work. Gorathin startles, his feed space turning to static under his jerking hands. He takes a deep breath and reminds his increasing heart rate that it's fine. He's fine. It's all fine. He'd simply forgotten SecUnit was there. The construct having barged its way in hours prior to monopolize Gorathin's superior display screen. It's not the first time, and it won't, he hopes dearly, be the last. To have it near, voluntarily, and so often, still has the quality of a particularly satisfying dream, and because of that, even with it in the same room for long stretches of time, Gorathin is prone to treating SecUnit's presence as a fantasy. Its arrival at preservation has left Gorathin unbalanced. He'd assumed his foremost emotion about it coming back into his life would be elation, especially after witnessing, and in a way helping facilitate, its departure, but overwhelmingly, Gorathin feels frazzled. It takes no amount of introspection to pass why. He'd known, back on the survey, that he'd been begrudgingly attracted to it, but it was in a distant way, easily ignored when matters of life and death were more important. At the time, he'd been certain SecUnit would betray them at any moment. Then it hadn't. And it kept not betraying them, risking itself even, to ensure no member of Prezorgs died, and... well, Gorathin had held the whole of it in his augments, and attraction felt too small a word. Ignoring it was no longer so simple. SecUnit leaving made things easier for a time. Only now it's come back, seemingly intent on staying, and Gorathin's plan is to do what worked so well for him last time. Nothing. Because he's felt this before. This deep pull of affection wound tight around him like a snare, brought on by being cared for even at his most undeserving. This time is worse, however. At least with Ada, the biology had matched. She had partners, she had children. There was a precedent that she could want Gorathin back. It had been a fool's hope, but hope nonetheless. Gorathin can't trick himself into a similar delusion this time. Not with SecUnit. It's fine. It was fine before the survey when his attention had been on Ada, and it's fine now that those attentions have shifted to SecUnit. Unrequited is a well-worn coat fit perfectly to Gorathin's measurements. Dr. Gorathin, SecUnit repeats, its tone of voice reminding Gorathin of how it hates repeating itself. He hides a smile, knowing that SecUnit will see it as something smug, like Gorathin has won this interaction by making it speak to him more than necessary, and stands from his work table. You could have left without me, Gorathin points out as he slings his bag over his shoulder and goes to where SecUnit is waiting by the door. He looks at it from the corner of his eye. Its gaze is focused straight ahead, but Gorathin can see where the side of its mouth is inching up out of its neutral position. For the briefest of seconds, SecUnit tilts his face to look vaguely in Gorathin's direction when they're shoulder to shoulder. Yes, I could have. And then it exits Gorathin's dwelling like it's making a point, leaving Gorathin to follow after it as his stomach twists in hopelessly foolish knots. It's fine, he reminds himself for what must be the 100th time. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. The end. Reader's note. This was recorded for Reform Sundara for their generous donation to Fandom Trumps Hate 2026. So I love unrequited pining. It is like so near and dear to me. But it is also something that I can only consume in like short fix because extended amounts of unrequited pining just make me go either you don't deserve this, move on, or get it together and confess. So I like these like snippety things where like somebody is pining desperately with what they think is no possible chance of the feelings being requited, and so this with like Garethin going over, oh, there's no chance, the biology is incompatible, the everything is incompatible, I've had this happen to me before, it's just so delicious.